Have you ever committed to a goal that you wanted to achieve and gone all in and then fizzled out 2 days later?
Only about 1,048 times.
That's it?
This year.
You're not trying hard.
This year.
You're not trying hard. Oh, okay, this year. Yes. Today, we'll talk about how your focus on rapid transformation instead of a little bit slower evolution is probably what's holding you back.
But first, this is the Fit Mess, where together we learn to develop habits that help us live beyond our mental health struggles to create happier, healthier lives.
He's Zach. He lives in the future with his anxiety.
He's Jeremy, and he lives in the past with his depression. And we get together once a week in the present to share the obstacles we face and how we overcome them.
So Zach, one of my favorite things that you talk about all the time, whether it's on our show or all the other shows that we go on, is the idea of questioning what you believe, questioning all the things that you tell yourself, the stories you've been hearing, all that stuff. And I've been reading, we talk about Ryan Holiday, he's my favorite author. I've been reading his most recent book, Discipline is Destiny. And I read a passage in that book that gave me a new perspective on a belief. So it didn't change my belief, but it gave me a new perspective and a new way of sort of thinking about, again, something we talk about a lot, taking those small steps, like just constant improvement. And so I'm just going to read this to you. It's really quick. I don't like to read, you know, on the microphone because it tends to be boring. This is quick. Revolution, transformation, that's what amateurs chase. The pros are after evolution. If the first step is just showing up, committing to doing something each day, then the next step is finding something to focus on getting better at each day. And in this, where cumulative improvement meets compounding returns, we can harness one of the most powerful forces on earth. Again, we talk about this all the time. Just do a little better today than you did yesterday. But this was one of those things, and we talk about this too, that you have to hear it at the right time. The right words have to be said in the right way for it to like bust through that armor that you're resisting. And I can't tell you how many times I've given this advice in a more poorly worded manner, but it just shows up for me in so many ways. For example, reading that book, I've had that book on my shelf for months. And I kept telling myself, I'm going to read it. Ryan Holiday's my favorite author. I should read the book. He signed it, for God's sake. Read the book, dummy. And I kept going, oh, I'll carve out some time. This weekend, I'll read a few chapters. And so I finally put it on my calendar. Read, you know, 10 to 15 pages every day. So I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost through the book. I've been going to the gym and doing this anyways, but this crystallized what I'm doing is every time I look at the weights I lifted yesterday, can I lift more today? Can I lift more of that today? And for whatever reason, just transforming the way I think about this from the focus on transformation of becoming the guy that goes to the gym, becoming somebody who's more fit, who eats better, whatever, focusing on just that, the evolution, it removes that burden of, oh shit, I have to do this for the rest of my life. Every day I got to come to this stupid gym. Every day. Oh, the drag. Oh, the hassle of this burden that I carry. It just put it in this different light of almost, it almost gamified it. Like what points can I score better today than I scored yesterday?
Well, that's our show, folks. I can't add anything else to it. Just kidding, but not kidding at all. I mean, like that was really well said. Just so everyone knows, like I talk about, what if what you believe isn't true? Mm-hmm. What if what you learned as a kid isn't true? What if the societal norm that you believe wholeheartedly in isn't true? You know, for me, eating bread is okay, right? That's not true for me. Eating bread is not okay for me. Mm-hmm. And I always believed it was okay for me. That's the whole point of all of this is if you focus on the transformation, if you focus on that humongous thing that you're going to have to go after, then it's drudgery to get there. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get there. So have the goal, but really focus on the individual steps, the little changes that you're going to make along the way.
And a couple of points that sort of highlight this. And like I said, you know, this book that I've been meaning to read, I'm now almost done with it because I read 10 pages, 15 pages a day. So that book will be done and on to the next, where we'll talk about some other key concept. In the book, though, I mean, just to put a finer point on this, the example he uses is Tom Brady. And, you know, if you're not a fan of the NFL, turns out he's a pretty good quarterback. You know, the guy that throws the ball.
Sure,
I
guess.
The dude is older than me or maybe about my age. I think he's 45, 46 years old. And the way that Ryan Holiday explains it in his book is this is a guy who has never settled for I'm good enough. Like he is the best player to ever play that position in the game. And every day he goes, what can I do to improve? How can I throw a little bit faster? How can I, you know, last a little longer, be a little bit stronger? That's his focus every day, is what little thing he can improve. And so again, like going into the gym, I've been looking at, okay, how much did I lift yesterday? Can I lift five more pounds than I did yesterday? Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And it's amazing how quickly taking that perspective has accelerated the amount that I'm lifting and moving around, and how much I'm pushing myself, and then how much better I feel because now I've challenged myself. I've done something really hard to start the day, and I did something that was harder than it was yesterday. And so again, mm-hmm. we talk about this, just like building that body of evidence of, can I do hard things? Yeah. Can I push through them and do even harder things tomorrow? Probably. Let's see how I feel when I wake up, but that's for tomorrow. Today, let's just improve one thing. And then what's cool is that you find out, oh, wow, I lifted, you know, doing this workout, I lifted more. Can I also lift more in this one? So now all of a sudden, in, you know, five or six different things I'm doing, I'm lifting a little more, because it just puts me in the frame of mind of, can I do better in every aspect? Can I do something mm-hmm. a little bit better in everything that I do in my life?
Yeah. And that hits it right there. It's everything. It's not just lifting weights. It's not meditation. Like it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's literally everything. I mean, I carried in 6 bags of groceries from my car the other day instead of 5. And it was all of them, right?
Right.
Like it goes everywhere, right? You can do a little bit more at work. You can get things done a little bit more efficiently. You can be a little more organized. There's always improvements everywhere.
And if you take that, like I was saying, like if you sort of gamify it, right? Like all of a sudden it is literally a competition against yourself. What points can I score better today than I did yesterday? So again, for me right now, today, the example was the gym. After this, it's probably going to be work. How did I show up better for my clients? How did I show up better for the company? How am I going to show up better for my kids today? Like, what can I do to prepare for that? What time can I carve out where I put the devices away and I'm solely focused on that? What can I do to manage my money a little better? Like all of it, it just is this cascading effect that once you unlock this idea that what you're working towards, if you are on this, you know, self-development journey, whatever it is, once you unlock this idea that it is not about transformation, that it is about evolution, again, like I'm so fired up about this because it has just been such a light bulb that crystallized something in a way that I, again, I've been talking about it forever, but it just made it more meaningful and made it something more applicable that I hope is having the same effect for people that are hearing this right now. And I hope they'll read this book and pick up on it, because it's, anything Ryan Holiday writes, I have to read. But this has just been a major turning point for me.
Anything he writes, you have to read, but clearly not right away.
Not right away. No, I have to think about it and put it off and plan that I'm going to read that over the weekend one time when I got all this time to, you know, not dad and not husband and not, you know, all the other things. But when you get up an hour earlier every day, suddenly you have all this time and you're like, hey, maybe I can read a few pages. And there it is. Quickly want to mention our sponsor, Athletic Greens. If you want to empty that overflowing cabinet full of vitamins and replace them with one great tasting drink, then order Athletic Greens now so you can not only give your body what it needs to thrive, but we'll give you a free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. The link to try it out is in the show notes for this episode at thefitmess.com.
And just remember, though, the transformation, right? That's like a huge spike, right? You're going to try and change everything all at once, and mm-hmm. then you're going to fail utterly, and you're going to come right back down. Mm-hmm. The evolution is also going to change you. It's going to, you know, you're going to move up. But just remember, like, you're going to have 80-20. So even though you're trying to be better every single day than you were the day before, some days you're just not going to have it. Something's going to hit you in the side. Like, you're just going to have a day where you don't read those 10 pages, or you don't go to the gym, or that weight's heavier than you remember it being the day before. Yes. And you're going to have those days. And just remember, there's ups and downs and ups and downs, but as long as the trend is still going up, you're okay. So just remember 80-20, 20% of the time, you're not going to be happy. 80% of the time you will.
For example, yesterday I had a super, like what should have been a pretty easy day at work turned into a stressful, just Zoom call marathon. By the end of the day, I was wiped out. I just had nothing left in the tank, and I, you know, fell back on my crutches of like, oh, I'm going to eat some popcorn and watch some TV tonight, and I'm just going to veg out and play video games. Every now and then you need that. Like, you need that reset and whatever. But I definitely fell into old patterns that I could have beaten myself up about. From there, I turned back to this idea of, it's just one step. I can do better tomorrow. I can I can rectify this tomorrow by making small changes to correct the path that I'm on and make sure that I stay the course.
And just remember too, you're only competing with yourself. You're not competing with anyone else here. Like I have always, for as long as I can remember, always tried to compete against other people. And I never competed against myself. And that was my major issue.
And that's one of the challenges that I've really had to overcome, is that when you start from a place of, I'm not good enough, I can't, that's for other people, there is no competition, because you don't feel you are a worthy adversary. Like there's no reason to compete against that guy, because he's not good enough. He's not going to show up. There's no points on the board to bother shooting against. So once you unlock that and figure out that you are worthy, that you are good enough, and you take one small step today. I mean, like I said, the first step is showing up. Once you've been showing up consistently, then the next step in that evolution is finding one thing to get better at every day. And so that has just really unlocked the ability to compete against myself, to do better every day. And so I just hope that that is a message that resonates to you, the listener right now, for wherever you are in your journey. Hopefully you're hearing this in the way that I heard it, and that it just sets you up for a better next step in your evolution, away from focusing on the transformation and focusing on just what you can do a little better every day.
Like I said, that's it. That's the show. I have no more to add. You said it beautifully.
Well, I have more to add. No, actually, it'll be in the newsletter. We'll save it for the newsletter. Have you signed up for it yet? It's available right now. You can go to our website and sign up there. It is thefitmess.com. That's where we send you further elaboration on some of these key concepts. And we're going to start offering bonus clips from various interviews that we have coming up. So make sure you sign up for the newsletter. That is available at thefitmess.com. And that is where we will be back in just a few days with a brand new episode. Thanks so much for listening.
See you, everyone.
We know this podcast is amazing and doesn't seem to lack anything, but we need a legal disclaimer. Prior to implementing anything discussed in this podcast, it is your responsibility to conduct your own research and consult your physician. You should assume that Jeremy and Zach don't know what they're talking about, and they're not liable for any physical or emotional issues that occur directly or indirectly from listening to this podcast.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.